This is Passport to Texas. The Houston Toad is why Mike Forstner gets up mornings.
So the Houston Toad is pretty remarkable. It's a piece of Texas that's right at the edge of being lost.
For nearly two decades, the Texas State University biology professor has worked to keep the endangered amphibian from becoming extinct. Current drought conditions could have stymied his efforts.
We have effectively kept whatever losses were going to happen during the drought somewhat offset by what we've head started.
Forstner collaborates with people like Paul Crump, reptile and amphibian keeper for the Houston Zoo, who raised hundreds of the toads from eggs called head starting.
March 20th, I believe, is when we collected the eggs. They started completing metamorphosis, I think it was 3 to 4 weeks later. So what's that make that? Nearly 4 to 5 months old?
In early fall, Forstner, Crump, and others, armed with buckets of young toads, met in Bastrop County to release them into a pond.
I'm going to try and direct them in over here, so we'll kind of shoo them into this area.
Unaware of their important role, the toads, amid a bit of nervous chirping, dispersed into the surrounding area.
I don't think we're naive enough to think that every single one of these guys will survive, but fingers crossed.
The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.